Connecticut is the other state overdue in passing a budget. The Republican governor and the overwhelmingly Democratic legislature are at odds there. The statement, the stalemate, boils down to whether the state's wealthiest residents should pay higher taxes, as Anna Sale reports for member station WNPR in Hartford.
Just across the New York border is Fairfield County, Connecticut. It has the highest per capita income of all metro areas in the country. At least it did in 2007, which is the most recent data. A lot of residents here make their money in New York City and ride the train home to wealthy enclaves like Greenwich, New Canaan, or here in Darien. And they've brought the fallout from the financial collapse across the border with them. State Senator Bob Duff represents Darien.
A lot of those folks have lost their jobs on Wall Street, and they don't have the bonuses they once had, and they're struggling just like a lot of other people are struggling too.
Personal income for Connecticut residents who work in finance and insurance dropped 10% from mid-2008 to the first part of this year. And that's shown up in the state budget. Income tax collections are down by about $1 billion. Senator Duff doesn't want his constituents to pay higher taxes to make that up.
The roads are not paved with gold here. A lot of people work very hard, and yes, the incomes are a little bit higher here, but also the cost of living is a lot higher.
He's a Democrat and is at odds with party leaders who want a tax hike for couples making more than $500,000 a year. As it stands, most Connecticut residents pay the same rate, 5%, which is lower than surrounding states. Duff's already voted once against the income tax hike, along with a handful of other Democrats from wealthy districts.
I thought it had a big bullseye on the backs of the people I represent.
That's the major political problem for Connecticut Democrats. They have veto-proof margins in the House and the Senate. But with Democrats like Duff defecting, they don't have the votes to get anything past Republican Governor Jody Rell. For months, she would not entertain any new taxes. In July, she proposed a slight increase, but it was mostly with higher cigarette and alcohol taxes. She declined to be interviewed for this story, but here's how she explained her position a few weeks ago.
I chose the taxes that I thought that the people of Connecticut would be least offended by, and this is it.
If the governor won't increase taxes, Democrats say they would have to make such deep spending cuts it would cripple state services, including libraries, medical programs for the poor, and higher education. Chris Donovan is the Speaker of the House.
We're arguing as a legislature that the needs of the community far outweigh her concern to protect those making over $500,000. And we're sticking to that.
Since July 1st, the two sides have met about once a week for closed-door budget negotiations. The state's kept running in the meantime with executive orders from the governor. State employees are getting paid, no IOUs are going out like they used in California, and the crisis point hasn't come yet. The governor and Democratic lawmakers picked up the pace of their budget talks this week, but there's still no deadline for an agreement. For NPR News, I'm Anna Sale in Hartford.